Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Top pieces of football here on this Turning Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Vinny is off today. Let's talk about the draft that was with one of the leading analysts of said draft. He's with OurLads.com. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, John Cooper. John, good afternoon. What's happening, buddy?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just, reflecting on the draft. Like everybody else is.
Now, before we get to the Ravens, and as usual, they get high marks after the extravaganza that it was in Detroit. But were you as floored as everyone else with what Atlanta did there with the eighth pick in the draft?
At first, I was. It was a shock because there's needs they have besides a backup quarterback. But after a while, after calming down and realizing there is a rationale for what they did, you've got a 36-year-old quarterback that, is coming off an Achilles injury, and those are really tough to come back from because it can start stressing the other one too. Looking at what happened in Green Bay with the injuries that they had with Rodgers, what happened with him last year, aging quarterback, the Jets were up the creek. And what I think the Falcons are thinking like Green Bay did when they drafted Jordan Love in the first round, which, around here in the Midwest, people were absolutely shocked by. That actually ended up working out pretty good. They had just given Rodgers a big contract, and they were about to give him another one, and all of a sudden they take a first-round quarterback. A lot later than Penix, eighth pick in the draft, but nevertheless, there is a rationale. Would I have done it? No. But there is a rationale that's understandable.
If Michael Penix Jr., John, didn't have the injury history that he had, would it be getting as scrutinized as it's been so far?
Well, I question it because of the injury history. Because right. There are some people that didn't have him on their board because of that, or at least they wouldn't take him in the first round. So that was a bit surprising because I thought there were a couple other quarterbacks, particular J.J. McCarthy, that might have been a better fit. So that may be more surprising than the Penix, the actually selecting of him.
All right, let's get to the Ravens. Nate Wiggins at 30. Eric DaCosta couldn't have been more excited about that selection. Why should he be excited with it?
Well, here's I think what happened. In our mind, all five of those cornerbacks were going to be gone, and the Ravens were going to be looking at TJ Tampa if they really wanted a corner with that pick. We were so dead wrong, it's not even funny. I mean, we were shocked that those three guys were sitting there. And I think the Ravens had to think, well, Cooper DeJean, well, we've already got a guy like him that can be a Swiss Army knife. And McKinstry, the ball skills aren't as elite as Wiggins, and he's coming off an injury. So Wiggins makes the most sense. We had those guys all bunched up in the middle of the first round in terms of the way, and we thought they'd all be gone. So that we think that's a great pick for the Ravens.
Well, you mentioned TJ Tampa. They get him anyway with the fourth pick. Why the droppage there for him to that far?
Well, I'm still scratching my head about that one, and I think the Ravens are too. And I think he was too good to pass up. There's some other guys that dropped. And what it was explained to me by somebody in the league, you know, a coach, he said, you know, we think with all those good offensive tackles that were in the draft, were taken, and some good offensive players, it pushed those defensive players down. So two things happened. So people were scrambling to make sure we got an offensive player we wanted that was not in that top 14 players, and the defensive players slipped as a result. So very surprising. The defensive end from the edge rusher, Isaac, we were surprised that we were scratching our head about that one because we thought with the need for edge rushers, he would have been gone in the second round, and the Ravens got him. And that was a head-scratcher, but not as big as the T.J. Tampa one because we really think he's a solid corner.
Now, how did you have Roger Rosengarten graded as the Ravens get him at the back end of the second round as he now ascends to the top of the depth chart at right tackle, at least for now, obviously?
Well, you know, in reading the report, I didn't write the report on him, but I was involved in the stacking of the players, watching the film. And in reading the report, he's a good fit for the Ravens because he can be a swing tackle early in his career. He's not just a right, he's not just a left. He probably figures as a right tackle, but eventually, because his pass blocking skills are what his strengths are, he could move to left. So, you know, when you take a guy, we graded him lower than he was taken, but not that much lower. I mean, it's like within a round. And so we like to put guys in pods. We wish we didn't have to do numerical grades and rank them on a list because you can all put them in a pot of guys and any one of those guys can fit, just like the corners we were talking about. There was a pot of really good corners, and there's 20 tackles in this draft that, you know, can be a fit for people and can play. And so Rosengarten's one of those guys. And, you know, there's a potential that he could be the right tackle this year, you know, in a good battle with Salehi. But there's a possibility that he could be the left tackle down the line. And I know they have to make a decision with Ronnie Stanley in another year. And then Ronnie gets injured a lot. He has been. So you need some help for him, too.
John Cooper, OurLads.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Turn it up Tuesday. Tez Walker, Rasheen Ali. I mean, Leary, a lot of turnovers out of Kentucky there, six-round quarterback. But, you know, we talk about reaches. Did the Ravens have any reaches at all in their draft class, at least how you guys saw it?
Well, I just remember with Tez Walker. He's a fast guy. He's a speed guy. He's not necessarily a wiggle guy, but he can stretch the defense. He can take the top off. And he's got good hands. Our guy at the Senior Bowl who was working, helping me with defensive backs, you know, just kept telling me, this Tez Walker, I'm telling you, he is really good. I really like him. And so we had one guy in our group that really was high on Tez Walker. And so, another guy that did running back for him was really high on Ali. He said the injuries is the only thing that bothers him. You know, the fact that he tore the biceps, he'd missed a lot of the 2022 season. But we thought that he was a really solid player. So I don't know if you call them a reach. Not from our mind were those picks necessarily reaches. We think they were pretty good picks. You know, Walker is going to compete. And they've got another receiver they took out of Kentucky as a free agent, Tavian Robinson, that we think he's going to compete too. And the Division III receiver from our area, D'Angelo Hardy, I don't know how he's going to fit in the NFL, but he was a great receiver. And we saw him play around here.
What about the receivers, since we're talking about that, John, wideouts? Back end, Ricky Pearsall to Florida, Leggett to Carolina, and then Coleman to Buffalo. What do you think of those selections here?
Well, Pearsall we thought was a little high for him. You know, we didn't have him rated quite as high as he was taken. And, you know, the other guys are all, you know, I thought were solid picks. You know, Leggett, for sure, that was too high. You know, that we didn't – But again, we're not them. We're not in their draft room. We don't know what their analytics say and things of that nature. But we thought he was down the line a little bit. We thought that was, a higher than we would have selected him.
All right, John, last thing for you. The top three players, all quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. For 2024, the biggest impact QB will be who?
Well, we think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, but we've liked him since August as the top quarterback in the draft. And that doesn't mean it will be. I think Caleb Williams, with those good receivers he's got in Chicago, he's got a chance to be the top guy. I think it's going to be one of those two, you know, as far as who will make the biggest impact. I mean, the thing that Williams does, he makes plays off platform. He does a lot of things. And, you know, with the Bears line, he's going to have to make plays off platform because they're inconsistent. And, you know, hopefully they can improve. But, you know, he's going to be making some plays, but he's going to be breaking some hearts probably by throwing the ball in coverage. But you hope he can develop into the pocket passer that Ryan Poles envisions him eventually being. He's not there yet. He's as Dan Shanka likes to say, an extemporaneous quarterback. The majority of his big plays are doing things that are, you know, out of the range of what's normal. So that's good and bad. That's good and bad.
John, tell our listeners about OurLads.com today.
Okay, well, if you are, you can still buy our guide. We still have some left, but you can also get the review that comes out in June by going to OurLads.com on the website and clicking at the top of the website in the left-hand column. It says Buy Draft Guide, and you can purchase the draft guide. We also you can go to our website. We have some new things coming out. If you want to follow us on our YouTube channel, we have put a lot of videos out that people have been circling back to see what these players are like that were drafted. Getting a lot of hits on that, and we're going to be putting out some new content about some interesting Our Lads football things as far as scouting and also some things on the players that are coming out for 2025. So there's also a newsletter you can sign up for.
John Cooper, OurLads.com. John, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you. Really enjoyed being on.
You got it. John Cooper, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. AL East Report when we come back. And then Ryan Ripken, Baltimore Baseball Today colleague. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. We're live from Pickles Pub tonight. Me, Ryan, Mike Bordick, and Nolan McGraw. Quick Draw is going to be with us. We'll be back after I Google what extemporaneous means.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
All right, AL East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Birds beat the Yankees 2-0. That's the big one in the division. Gunnar Henderson leads off with a homer. And then the Orioles get some help defensively as Gunnar got himself in a scoring position. Grayson Rodriguez, 5 2/3, shutout innings, 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. Picks up his 4th win of the season. Cionel Perez, fresh off the IL. He gets some big outs there. Yennier Cano, same thing. Danny Coulomb picks up his first save of the year. If you missed the news prior to the game, Dylan Tate optioned back to Norfolk. And Brandon Hyde said it's nothing that Tate did or didn't do. Got options. And you've got to pick and choose what you're going to do here as players are coming back. We'll talk more about that subject with Ryan Ripken at the bottom of the hour. Tonight, Orioles send Dean Kramer to the Hill, coming off his best start of the year at Anaheim. Actually, he pitched well against Pittsburgh a few weeks back, but didn't get much run support. But he had 10 Ks, ties a career high in the finale against the Angels. Nestor Cortez, briefly an Oriole himself back in 2018, he is on the mound for New York. But also in the American League East last night, how about we go to Toronto taking on Kansas City? Hey, and another former Oriole with a loud bat.
And Turner gets under another one, sends it to left field, and it's out of here. Justin Turner, for the second time in this ballgame, in as many at-bats, launches one to a similar spot, and he gives Toronto the 3-2 lead.
Blue Jays radio on the call. 6-5 was the final score as Toronto held off the Royals up there at Rogers Center, as you heard Justin Turner. Couple of home runs, three ribbies as the Blue Jays, you know, back at 500. Still, we talked about it earlier. That team that you just want more from. You see more potential for success, and they just kind of hover around. Then they get hot. Usually some managers are on hot seats, but that's their problem. And the Orioles will obviously see that multiple times here. 2024 Tampa Bay taking on the Brewers last night. Remember the Rays, they got swept at Chicago by the White Sox. They go see the Brew Crew. Low scoring game, but how about a guy on the hill making a difference for the Tampa ball club?
Into his windup, the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him. And Pepio just absolutely blows away Terang in a 1-2-3 fifth inning.
Ryan Pepio, that was a Rays radio, one of his 7 Ks as Tampa wins 1-0. Score of the only run, Isaac Paredes grounds into a double play, drives in a run in the first, and that was it. It was all about the pitching after that. So Tampa wins that opener 1-0 over the Brewers. Also in the AL East now tonight, Kansas City at Toronto, 7:07, game two of that one. Red Sox back on the diamond at Fenway, taking on the San Francisco Giants. Tampa at Milwaukee, 7:40 there. And then the Yankees in Baltimore taking in the Orioles, as we said. Standings in the American League East on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles are 18-10, percentage points ahead of the Yankees in the division. New York sitting here at 19-11. Red Sox, winners of two in a row. They're 2.5 off the pace, 16-13. Toronto's 15-15. They're 4 back. And then Tampa, 14-16, 5 off the pace. Other division leaders here as we end the month of April. Cleveland Guardians, 19-9. Maybe the biggest surprise of them all here so far. 3 games up on the Tigers, who are 16-12. Kansas City, respectable again. They're 17-13. And how about the Minnesota Twins? Winners of 8 in a row, they are 15-13. So, surprisingly, the AL Central, pretty competitive this season. White Sox, though, they're 6-23. It is what it is. Out west, Seattle, they're a game up on the Texas Rangers. Oakland's won 2 in a row. They're 13-17 on the year, only 3.5 back. Angels, 5 out. And then Houston, as we talked about during the buy or sell portion of the show, they're bringing up the rear. National League, Braves game and a half up on the Phillies there in the East. Cubs half game now up on the Brewers, who have lost 3 straight. And then the Dodgers are 4 up out there in the NL West. When we come back, Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. Talk about last night's win, preview tonight's game 2, and look at the week ahead for the Orioles. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2. Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30. Me, Ryan, Mike Bordick, live from Pickles Pub. Come by, say hello.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Diddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, turn it up Tuesday, crank it up to 12, because that's how loud it goes. You want it loud, we'll play it. Send your request. Applause for text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. Only one more segment to go. This is the quintessential Turn It Up Tuesday band. A little Metallica for you. We expected the offense to get turned up. Start of a four-game series between the Orioles and Yankees. Leading home run team, Baltimore, tied for second. New York, top two run-producing teams in the American League. And we got two. Fortunately, the Orioles scored both of them. And here to talk about game two and the week that will be for the percentage points in first-place Orioles. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Again, we're going to be at Pickles at 5:30. He is the one and only Ryan Ripken on the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. Ryan, what's up, man?
Hey, Bob. You know, I'm going to see you, what, in less than 4 hours now. So can't wait to see you again.
Don't make me do math, Ryan Ripken. I'm just trying to get through 28 more minutes here, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway,
yeah, I feel you.
We digress. Before we talk about the brilliance of Gunnar Henderson and all of the little things and big things he does to help you win games, how about Grayson Rodriguez bouncing back after the debacle for him in Anaheim? The results were different. What was different about the way he was dealing that baseball there?
Well, honestly, you know what? I'm not surprised at all that Grayson bounced back. I expected it. But I think the biggest difference was, for me, him being able to locate. And I'll be honest, I thought at times, you know, some things were a little bit, you know, erratic. But I thought he had very timely placed off-speed pitches. And again, when he needed to get that final out to get out of the inning, he got out of it, right? The Yankees had some opportunities, but Grayson was able to get out of the trouble. Especially the one that comes to mind is getting Aaron Judge with a chance for the Yankees to do some damage, get Aaron Judge swinging, get out of that. You know, he battled extremely well, and this is what Grayson Rodriguez is capable of. Yes, the strikeouts might have not been extremely high last night, but Grayson continued to work and help the Orioles kind of set the tone and get off to a great start in this four-game set.
There, Ryan, you talk about that at bat. Correct me if I'm wrong. He was down in the count, too, right? 2-0, and then battled to get that K at the appropriate time, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, gave him a chase pitch, right? And that's the thing with being timely and understanding that you don't want to give in to this Yankees lineup. You know, and they're a team that, yeah, I'll say there was a couple balls that they maybe just missed, and I'm glad the right field wall when Soto hit that missile was obviously a little bit higher up. But, again, I thought it was just a great outing. And Grayson Rodriguez is showing you he's learned a lot from his previous year. And is a big reason why he can continue to get better is because he's able to bounce back from tough outings and give you some really great, performances on the mound like yesterday.
Ryan, there was a lot of angst on the airwaves, and we were talking about it, me, you, and Mike Bordick, during Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, about the bullpen in particular. Well, they go out and, you know, help stymie a team that had scored 30 runs in its previous two games, 36 over the weekend against Milwaukee. We know it's kind of a movable thing, especially with Craig Kimbrell maybe resting for a while, but how about we praise that bullpen, and in particular, C.N.L. Perez back for the first time in a while.
Yeah, welcome back to the bigs, and here you go, right? This is, I like to consider this really Perez's opening day, right? Because this is his first time really feeling like he's making an appearance in 2024. We're not going to count him the one who gets injured. That's, players like to forget the injuries, Bob, so we're going to forget that for him. But what we did see was a guy that looked good. He looked healthy. He looked kind of revived. And for this Orioles pitching staff, three and two-thirds innings pitch from the bullpen, two hits, no walks, no earned runs, not too shabby for a bad bullpen, for that people are looking at it. But this is exactly what, we were alluding to yesterday. You can't judge a group off of a month's worth of games, right? Because they've had, if you were going to talk about this bullpen subject when they played Boston in Boston, you were praising the bullpen for the tremendous work that they had. They went through a rough stretch, but it's how do you continue to try to evolve? And they're going to continue to evolve. I'm not saying it's perfect either, because they have a lot of decisions that they have to make moving forward. But the Orioles are still, if we're looking at the staff last year, they have a lot of familiar faces that helped this Orioles team be a top five bullpen in 2023. And I do think in big moments like they showed, they can come through like they did against the Yankees.
Ryan Ripken joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Ryan, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Rich Dubroff earlier today. How surprised are you, if you're surprised at all, that Ryan Mountcastle has become as good defensively at first base as he is right now?
Well, what did Rich say? Am I going to copy Rich's answer here? Because I think that I'm not surprised at all. I think with Mountie, he's a guy, it's interesting, starting off as a shortstop, being drafted as a shortstop, moving to third, playing some outfield, and then you're playing some first base. Mountie, all he's heard throughout his career was that his bat is spectacular, but that's that glove, it's that arm. And he's a competitor. As competitive that he is as a hitter, he's just as competitive with wanting to hone his craft over there at first. And I tell people this, and maybe I'm biased, Bob, and I don't care, but I think a great first baseman can really impact your entire infield. And I think Ryan Mountcastle started to blossom into that. And when you have someone over there at first that can pick it, that can cover ground, that can give your other infielders a great big target, security blanket, it allows them to go play freer. And Ryan Mountcastle's accomplished all of that. And look, I really do think he's a guy that should be in consideration, at least from what we've seen so far, of hopefully, being a Gold Glove candidate, and maybe this will be the year for Ryan Mountcastle.
Now, Gunnar Henderson, we talk about him a lot. Spoiler alert, we'll probably be doing a lot of it again tonight on BBT. But, the superlatives, we're kind of running out of them talking about this guy. But we saw the home run power. But, Ryan, when you watch him run the bases and the baseball IQ and everything that goes along with it, and then he gets plunked, which most of us would still be crying about out there at Camden Yards, not only does he turn it into a good thing, winds up scoring an insurance run for the Birds. But when you watch him play, what comes to mind? As a former ball player yourself, watching Gunnar Henderson, what are you thinking and feeling watching him do his thing?
I mean, he's everything that you want to be as a ball player. And he's probably, if he's not your favorite player, he should learn to become your favorite player just from how he plays the game. If we're going to talk about mindset, mentality, and energy level, Gunner's unmatched with that. He gives the 110%, which I know I hate sounding so cliche, but he's busting his butt on every single play. He's trying to take advantage of other teams' mistakes, both at the plate and on the base pass. And that's why, for me, why I love him as a complete player is he's able to impact the game in more ways than just with his glove and with his bat. I mean, he takes it personal out there. Hey, I'm fast. I can steal some bags. Oh, wait a minute. And he looks at, and maybe it's another perspective, Gunnar's trying to help the team win, but he's also trying to help his teammates do their jobs better. And so if he thinks that he can go out there and take an extra base and put himself in a position, it's ultimately going to help everyone. And he just does the little things so well. Talent-wise, it's undeniable. And it's a mental side for him and his just battery that he runs on. It's just his battery's always on full. And I'm not afraid to say this. You know, I really do think that Gunnar Henderson is a Hall of Fame type player, and I think he's going to be that for the Orioles for years to come.
Ryan Ripken joining us on the Fan. All right, we talked about this too, Ryan, yesterday, me, you, and Bordy. Bradish is back. John Means is back. They're going to be activated this week. They're both in Baltimore as we speak. We know how the rotation's probably going to change, but how much different will the bullpen look Thursday and definitely heading into Cincinnati on the weekend?
Well, I guess we're going to find that out, right? What's it going to entail? Now, obviously, Kyle Bradish seems to be, you know, the corresponding, you're going to be starting soon. It feels like John and Kyle are going to be in the rotation, right? Because why wouldn't they be when they're healthy? You know, and I tell people this all the time. We know what healthy Kyle Bradish and a healthy John means, what they mean to the team. The biggest thing is seeing how long they can progress throughout this season. That's the ultimate goal. And the Orioles are going to have to shape things up because this is a good problem. It's a headache if you're, you know, Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde and the staff, because you're going, Cole Irvin looked fantastic being a starter. But at least what you have with Irving and a guy like Wells when he comes back is flexibility to go to the pen. They both have done it. They both understand it. So that allows that. Bradish and Means haven't done that, and they shouldn't do that if they're fully healthy. But this Orioles staff, I think they deserve a lot of credit. This is a really, really good staff. And now you just got to hope that these guys coming back can be healthy and be healthy for the long run.
All right, Ryan, last thing for you, because as you said, I'll be seeing you in a few hours here at Pickles Pub. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. 2-0, final score. Top two offensive teams in the American League, two of the top home run teams. The Orioles are the top home run team of all of baseball. Was last night the aberration game for this series? Or are we going to see maybe a pitcher's next 3 days that'll stun us all? Are we going to get more to the slow pitch softball sort of stuff starting tonight at 6:35?
Well, so Bob, do you want to see more runs, or do you want to see it? You want to see a shutout?
I want to see four Oriole wins, and I don't care how they get it done.
You know what? And I think that's the right answer right there.
Yes.
And to be honest, this is what both teams can do. You can see that they can put up run after run, homer after homer. But they also do have very solid staffs. Numbers-wise, statistically, going into last night, the Yankees had the second-best team ERA in all of baseball. The Orioles, as we know, when they have their starters rolling and the bullpen feels good, they can go out there and shut out anyone. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a hybrid of it. You're going to see a hybrid of whatever is going to happen just because it's lightning in the bottle with offenses, with the ability to have shutdown pitching. But the biggest thing is, no matter what way it looks, who can be better in situational play? Yesterday, maybe that's what we talk about in a little bit of Analyst Corner tonight, but who is better situationally? And if the Orioles can do that against the Yankees like they were yesterday, Gunnar Henderson, two strikes, the defensive error by Volpe, big difference in the game. Whoever's better situationally is going to win the series, whether it's a pitching duel or just a slugfest.
He's Ryan Ripken, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. We will be down at Pickles Pub starting at 5:30, getting you ready for Game 2, Orioles and Yankees. First place is on the line. It's the last day of April 2024. Ryan, appreciate it. I'll see you in a couple hours.
All right, be safe. See you soon, Bob.
You got it. Ryan Ripken, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse, then Inside Access takes you. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Over two.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I sucked at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Final selection. Turn it up Tuesday. Some men at work. Who can it be now? Not a bad tune. Sounds all right. Cranked up to 12. Dafe Owe, fifth-year option, picked up by the Baltimore Ravens. And since they re-signed or extended Rashad Bateman, the thought of them leaving the nest eventually not happening. They're sticking around. Both need to up their game. I don't think anyone's disputing that. But fifth-year option for Owe, what's more surprising to you, Nolan, the fifth-year option or the extension for Bateman?
More surprising is that the whole negating of his service time and all that, that flew under the radar until now. That's the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah, that was a doe.
I mean, it is funny, though, that, you know, just a couple weeks ago, it was all but a foregone conclusion, at least for us on this show, that both Bateman and Owe would be gone in the span of a couple of years, not going to pick up the option, probably not going to do enough to warrant an in-house extension. And now here we are. They're both still here.
And that's great. And right. I'm happy for both of them getting compensated, say to the way that they are. But now let's see a little production here. Hey, Bateman, about 800 yards, maybe pushing 10 touchdowns. What's he have, four touchdowns in his career? Four?
If that.
Yeah, he's got to at least reach that and maybe double. That would be super terrific. And we talk about Owe getting to the quarterback or at least being disruptive. Would be something we'd all appreciate, and I'm sure John Harbaugh would appreciate that very much. You know the Derby's this weekend?
Sneaks up on you.
It kind of, boy. And I follow horse racing. Got to admit, I've kind of dipped in my interest the last couple of years because I'm losing money elsewhere in my gambling exploits. But Fierceness is the 5-2 favorite morning line. So as the Derby creeps up on us Saturday, that means the Preakness will be here in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And there must not be that super horse, because usually we'd have an idea of who that filly or horse would be. And, man, this is – I just happened upon it. I was like, damn, I don't even know what the field is for the Derby. And now, Fierceness. So if you have any idea what we should do, again, to drop a couple of nickels to maybe win a buck or two, send us a text or give us a call. Canelo Alvarez back in the ring against Jaime Munguia. That's coming up on Saturday as well. Munguia undefeated, big puncher, but is he bitten off more than he can chew with Canelo? So we'll get into that and more. Baltimore baseball tonight. Coming up at 5:30, me, Mike Bordick, Ryan Ripken, brought to you by Salvo. Nolan's going to be there. Stop by, say hi, getting you ready for Game 2, Orioles and Yankees. But let's go to the fun house, please.
Quick draws, fun house. The rudeness, tuneness, text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start here with a strong opinion. Texter running hot says, I hope we never see Craig Kimbrell on the mound for the Orioles again. I was lucky he didn't blow more than two saves over the weekend. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. He only pitched two times over the weekend.
Yes.
Says, simple answer, he's not the option at closer.
Well, unfortunately, Texter, you'll probably see him pitch for the Orioles again. Question is, and I don't think it's unfair, they didn't put him on the IL yesterday. Is he just, does he sit out this series? Will we see him maybe tonight? He's pitching for the Orioles again. Now, when? I don't know. And how effective he will be? you know, his track record speaks for itself. I mean, up until the Oakland series, I thought he was acceptable, and then some.
Right. I mean, watching him pitch, there was never a sense of him getting lucky. I mean, he was dominant in most of his appearances this year, rarely allowing base runners at all.
Can't please everyone.
No, apparently not. This texter, Howard in Baltimore, says, heading down to the O's game tonight, obviously be nice to see another shutout. Shut up those Yankees fans in the process. Also, at least guaranteeing a split of the four games, put the pressure on New York heading into games 3 and 4.
Oh, no doubt. Win tonight, you don't relax because you're guaranteed at least a split. You want to sweep them. You want to play. You want to win every game you play. I'm seeing more offense tonight. I think a little fireworks action here. Both teams can thump, and I think they will.
It's just nice that it's the Yankees that are the prominent rival this year. You know, this time last year, the Rays got off to the hot start,
yeah.
So the Orioles were chasing them, and then that was kind of the exciting battle throughout the year. Yankees-Orioles, that's got a little more juice, at least for me as a fan.
Okay.
It's more exciting.
Yeah, in 96-97, then into the brawl in 98, it got real interesting there. But Orioles, like, to your point, Nolan, they chased Tampa. They finally caught him in August. Is that about right? Because Batista was still pitching when they moved the Orioles into first place, if I recall. You know, don't hold me to it. I don't remember stuff.
And let's see, one more here. Texter says, Kerstad's defense is the biggest thing working against him. Hyde isn't going to give him the nod in the corner outfield spot over other options. So it seems like DH is his only real opportunity. And as we know, that's already occupied by a handful of others any given night.
Yeah, Tony Taters has the advantage with the glove. O'Hearn's been knocking the cover off the ball, so how do you, with a straight face, take him out of the lineup? And to the texter's point, that first game in Anaheim, you know, there were some misplays of balls in right field. You know, maybe a little nervous, young. But defense is paramount for this Orioles team because you don't want to give away runs. It's just interesting that, you know, you can't find an opportunity. Cortez starting tonight, so he's probably not going to be in the starting lineup this evening. I mean, he was raking. Now he's just standing there watching a ball game for free. And gets to where he's like a bat boy. I think the bat boy does more work during the course of a game than Heston Kerstad's doing right now.
It's a strange career so far. Very brief in the majors, obviously. But, I mean, he was on the postseason roster
last year.
So did enough to warrant that. Only appeared in like 10, 11 regular season games last year. And now he's up again. Can't crack the lineup. It's just a weird situation.
Austin Hayes still waiting for him to come back with the calf, and who knows when that will be. So we'll watch the roster maneuvering take place over the course of this week, pitching-wise, for sure. We're done. We're back tomorrow with Woman Crush Wednesday, hopefully talking about the Orioles up 2-0 in this series. You want to comment on Adafe Owe getting his fifth-year option picked up and the Ravens roster the way it's put together as we head into rookie minicamp with many different layers of the offseason yet to come. NBA, NHL playoffs, anything you want to get into, the Derby, the big fights coming up. We got you covered here for Nolan McGraw and Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.